Welcome to the Synergy Mindset Coaching Podcast. We bring you a second chance story on the second of each month. And I'm talking with Rachel Barber from Love My Middle. She is helping women take back control of their bodies. And today we're going to get into brain retraining and how gratitude, visualization, and mindset can really help your healing journey. So please welcome Rachel to the show. Hi, Rachel. Thanks so much for being here today. Could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
I live in Virginia Beach with my husband and our two cats. We recently moved here just like 3 months ago from Portland, Maine. I'm an online weight loss coach, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, we're so excited to have you and dive way more into what you do. But first, we're going to start by asking you to take us to the moment in time that you would consider the worst moment of your second chance story and really tell us the story and what it was like at that time.
My second chance story was starting about like 7 years ago. I started getting like signs of chronic illness that I just wasn't aware of. What started happening was I started feeling like aches and pains in my body whenever I was eating certain foods. So like I first noticed it, like when I was eating tomatoes, my knees would start to hurt really badly afterwards. And so I did some like research and I found out that, you know, certain foods can cause inflammation. So I started cutting out certain foods that I thought might be causing the pain, and my pain would go away for a little bit and then it would return. And so this like kept going on where I kept cutting out foods that I thought were like causing me inflammation, but the pain would always return. This continued on like in a snowball effect over years and years and years until like this time last year, I was down to eating only 7 foods. If I ate anything other than those 7 foods, I had like excruciating pain throughout my whole entire body and like extreme digestive problems. And then like along with that, I started just having all kinds of other health problems. I got diagnosed with like fibromyalgia, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. And then I found out like I went to so many doctors trying to figure out what was wrong with me, and they could like why I wasn't able to eat these foods, like why I was in so much pain, and they were not able to figure out anything for years. And then I finally found a doctor out in California. I flew out to see her. I had to take out a $6,000 loan to do it. And like, I didn't even know how I was going to pay the money back. But like, something in me told me that I needed to go there and see her because I felt like she had answers for me. So I went and I found out like more about what was wrong with me. I got diagnosed with mitochondrial dysfunction, which if you don't know what that is, basically the mitochondria are like the powerhouse of the cells. So that means that like my cells were not able to like create energy for my body through like food. So, and what happens when you have mitochondrial dysfunction is like everything starts shutting down because your cells don't have the energy to keep your body running. And, eventually like your whole body will shut down and like you can die from it. Wow. So when I got this diagnosis, like I was completely shook and it terrified me, but I learned at that doctor meeting about a program that then I eventually used to get me on my healing journey. But I guess my like worst point of my like second chance was like finding out that I had that mitochondrial dysfunction and like knowing that my body was shutting down and like seeing it on my labs, like seeing that it was shutting down. And like my doctor even told me like these are the worst labs I've seen ever. And she was like, I don't know if I can help you or how I can help you, but like I have one thing that might be able to do it. And that was brain retraining.
Okay, so before we get into that, I just want to ask you, what was your mindset like at that point when you were faced with having to decide to take out this loan for $6,000? Was your mindset good or was it like, this is it? I just don't know what to do.
Well, my mind, I mean, I was in a horrible mindset because I had been sick for like, at this point, it had been about like 6 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had tried everything. I had gone to every doctor. I had like lost all hope. It got to the point where I was like, this is my last chance. This was the last thing I was going to do. I was like, if this doesn't work, then like, I was basically like ready to just give up. My mindset was like, I'll try this and fingers crossed. And like, because I really didn't have any other chance but this.
So you just knew, like something in you intuitively knew that you had to leave everything behind and go forward with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew, I mean, I didn't even know how I was going to pay the payments. Like I had absolutely no clue because I mean, I was so ill, I was hardly working. So I didn't even like have the income, but I was like, I don't care. Like I didn't care if I went bankrupt. I was like, I need like, it's like that, or I'm going to like end up rotting away in bed for the rest of my life. So I knew like I either needed, I had to just take the risk and see what happened.
I'm really excited to hear about the brain retraining. I should thank Tracy, High Energy Girl Podcast, for the introduction. And I heard your story and I was just captivated by this whole part of it. So this would take us to the turnaround point. Tell us the time that you would consider that things started to turn around and share the story with us so that we're on the journey with you.
Okay. So, well, like I said, I went to that doctor out in California and she wasn't really sure how she could help me. She said like, I've got one thing that I feel like maybe you should try, and see if this helps, but like, I don't know if it will. So she gave me this program called, DNRS. It's Dynamic Neural Retraining System. They do like conventions like all around the world where people like who have like chronic illness of all different types can go and get healing. I obviously, like I said, did not have the money to do one of those, but I did buy like the DVD package where you can like do it at home. Mm-hmm. And like, I honestly didn't believe in it. Like I bought it because my doctor told me to, and it sat on my counter for 3 months.
Wow.
It just sat there and I didn't use it. And it was like the thing that actually started my healing. And now I like look back at that and I'm like, oh my God, I like want to kick myself. Cause I'm like, oh my God, that's 3 months that I suffered. 3 extra months I suffered when I didn't have to, because I had the answer right there sitting on my countertop. But it was that brain retraining system that really was when everything started to turn around.
I think a lot of people are like you, and it's really hard to believe that mindset can play a role in physically healing if you've never heard that before, isn't it?
Oh my God, absolutely. Like, I didn't believe it when she was like, oh, it will help you, you know, rewire your brain, because your brain, she basically explained it like your brain is sending signals to your body that aren't true. Like, so when I was eating foods, my brain was sending signals to my body to feel pain when it shouldn't have been. The whole point was like to go in and rewire those messages. And this can be for like any illness. Your body, your brain is telling your body to experience these symptoms. But like at the time I was like, I don't see how like working on my thoughts and my brain can heal me. Like I could not see the connection, and that's why it sat on my counter for so long, because I'm like, I don't see how this can help.
Wow. So what was it that prompted you to pick it up and take a look at it?
Just finally getting so sick of like nothing working that I was like, I have to do this. Like I just like sat myself down and I was like, okay, it's time. Like it's all or nothing. Like you got to do it and just try it, because like I really didn't have any other option at that point. And so I was like, well, I might as well just give it a try, because I mean, like, it's like either I stay where I'm at now, miserable, and do nothing, or I can at least try to change things. But either way, I'm not going to be worse off than where I already am. So I might as well give it a shot.
Yes. Tell us, what happened once you popped in that CD and you started the brain retraining program?
It was like a 6-month process. So I watched the DVDs over one whole weekend, and then it teaches you how to move forward with the training. So every single day you take an hour a day, every day, and you do like these steps that they teach you to help retrain your brain. And like, I committed like hardcore to it. I started the DVDs like the month before I got married. So like on my wedding night, I did my visualizing. I did all of the steps. Yeah. Every single night of my honeymoon, I did it. Like I committed because I was like, I might as well just give it my all and like see what I can get out of this. So some of like the process that you do for an hour every day are things like speaking out loud to yourself, like affirmations, doing steps on the floor, like in a pattern. It sounds like kind of crazy. And like you, if someone was watching you doing it, you would look like you were crazy. And they even say that in the DVDs, they're like, if you do this in public, like be prepared for people to think you're crazy. But it works, so you can't knock it. There was some of that. There was like visualizing for the future, seeing where you want to be in the future and like feeling what that would feel like the joy and excitement of being healthy, going and thinking of past memories and good past memories and like feeling the joy and good feelings you have in those memories. And then also, I wasn't able to speak of my illness at all, so I wasn't allowed to talk about it. One memory where I was like with my husband and he was like talking about my illness and he said something about me being sick. And I like looked at him and I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not sick. And he was like confused at first. He was like, what? And then he's like, oh yeah, you're right. You're not sick. And we like turned it into a game, like where it's like, don't ever talk about it. And like, I had like code words. So like, if I wasn't feeling well, I would just say like a code word, but I wouldn't name the symptom I was experiencing, because when you do that, you're giving the illness more power. Mm-hmm. And that's something I learned in the program.
Wow, that is intense. How much do you think that this program was responsible for your healing?
Well, a good probably like 70%.
Wow, that is a lot. So you feel that 70% of the healing journey was mental and the doctors and everything else was a small part of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So like other than the brain retraining, I changed my diet to like how I eat now. It's actually how I teach other women to eat in my coaching practice. So I changed my diet and that allowed me to like calm my inflammation down and like make it so I was actually able to think clearly enough to do the program, because my brain fog was so bad I couldn't even think. And so the diet shifts helped me to be able to do the program, and then the program really like was what got the healing, like pushed it forward completely. And then I did work with the doctor and I started doing some supplementation, but I wasn't even able to start the supplementation until I was like months into the program, because my body was like not accepting even supplements. Like I mentioned, I could only eat like 7 foods. Well, I was reacting to all supplements too.
Wow.
So I wasn't even able to start like any medical treatment until I was like partway through the program.
Is this program something you can share? Can other people tap into this, or is it just through the hospital?
Anyone can buy it. So it's called Dynamic Neural Retraining System. If you go to DNRS.com, you can buy the DVDs and like have them sent to your home right from the website, or you can sign up for one of the little retreats that they have. But anyone can do it. And I seriously shout this stuff from the rooftops because it changed my life.
I'll make sure to link that in the show notes at synergymindsetcoaching.com,
yes.
Rachel Barber, and it'll be right there for everybody. Tell us what about you changed the most from this experience.
I thought that I was a victim to my illness, and I learned that that is not the case at all. I believe most of us, this is pretty radical and this kind of upsets a lot of people, but I believe we create our illnesses, and I believe I created my illness, and I learned to take full responsibility for it. And in doing so, I really think that's also what helped the healing process, and just knowing that like I created that in my life, and so I could take it away if I wanted to.
What do you think it is about that makes people frustrated?
It was hard for me to come to terms with the fact that like I created my illness. At first I was like, no, I didn't. Like this happened to me. Oh, poor me. And I was in like a victim mode. When you're in victim mode, it's really hard to heal. you don't have power. When you're in victim mode, you don't have any power. And so you can't heal yourself if you don't have any power to do so. And I think it's just like fear of like realizing like that they are creating like positive and negative things in their life. And it's hard for people to accept.
Yeah, I could see that. And I see what you mean by it gives you power, because if you feel that you're a victim to it, there's nothing that you can do.
Absolutely.
What wisdom would you like to share that you've gained from this?
Whatever you want in your life. And I mean, it's not even just for illness. This goes for anything. Like, it started out with me healing from my illness, and now it's just catapulted into me creating like the life of my dreams. Like, I'm literally living the life of my dreams now. And it's only been a year since I started the treatment. It's only been 6 months since I finished the treatment, and I'm living my dream life now. And I guess the best thing I learned was that you can create your reality. You can create whatever you want in your life if you just believe it. So like, I chose to believe I could heal myself. And because I chose to believe that, I was able to do it.
That is intense. Can you share with us one personal habit that contributed to your overcoming this? And I think you might have just answered that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think the one habit that really helped, which I continue to do and I still do every single day, is visualizing. I visualize where I want to be in the future and how I want to feel and what I want to be surrounded by and all of that. I visualize and I get into like the feeling of how that would feel to have those things. And I do that every single day. And that is like probably one of the most powerful tools that I learned, for sure, that I will never stop doing.
I got to ask you, have you ever heard of Howell's Miracle Morning?
I have. Yes, I have. A couple years ago, I heard of that. I learned about it on a podcast, actually.
My mom's a huge fan. She's part of it, and she tells me stories all the time. And a lot of what you're sharing sounds like the things that she's sharing from Howell's Miracle Morning.
Oh, that's so cool. I've never actually, like, I have heard of it. I don't know tons of details on it, and I've never done it myself, but that is so funny.
So cool. She says the visualization's like the biggest key to everybody's success.
It absolutely is. Like now all of my clients that I work with, I have them visualize. So like my clients, some of them are coming to me with like chronic illness and stuff like that. Or some people just want to lose weight and it's real like surface level. But I have every one of them, no matter what their goal is, I have them visualize. And that helps them get to their goal so much faster.
Absolutely. I will second that. Can you share with us a resource, like a podcast or a book, that you couldn't have made it without?
Well, I mean, the DNRS, obviously that program, I totally recommend that because that literally changed my life. And then I guess another really great, a book that I read during my healing process was You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. That was very powerful in helping me like change some like beliefs that I was having that were keeping me in my illness. And then also a podcast, I actually found this more recently, but if I had found this when I was sick, it probably would have helped me a ton. It's called The Lively Show. And it's a podcast hosted by Jess Lively. And she does like, she talks about all about like manifesting and like creating your own reality. And so I've listened to that more now that I've healed, but that would have been incredibly helpful to listen to when I was in the illness, for sure.
Rachel, you've done a great job telling stories. I feel like I've been right there with you walking through all of this. And I just want to bring us to today and ask you, what is something that you're most passionate about right now?
My major passion is helping other women. Women that just are experiencing what I was experiencing, like illness, but even just women who kind of feel just burnt out and like not good in their bodies anymore. Because like, not only was I sick, but I was also like binge eating and like gaining weight and like acne, and like my whole body just felt completely out of control. And so now my passion is like helping women who just feel like their lives and their bodies are out of control. I help them like take back the control and realize like how powerful they are. And I teach them how to create the life that they want instead of just letting their bodies and like their circumstances control them.
Wonderful. Tell us, what does this mean to you? Every day is a second chance to...
Every day is a second chance to live your passion. Live what your calling is. I think that a lot of us, when we're not doing like what we're being called to do here on earth, we get stuck, and then things like depression and like anxiety and illness come about because we're not doing like our purpose. So I think every day is a second chance to get clear on what your purpose on this earth is and then follow that.
Well, this brings us to the end of our time together. I thank you so much for your time to share your story. And I ask that you leave a parting piece of guidance with us and where people can find you if they want to connect with you.
Okay, so a parting piece of guidance would be like, start connecting with your soul. Meditate, visualize, do things that quiet the mind and get you connected to your soul, because you have a guidance system built right into you. And if you get quiet enough, you will receive like the ideas and the inspirations that can lead you to healing and lead you to the life that you want. You just have to be able to tap into it. And then you can find me on my website at lovemymiddle.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, all at Love My Middle.
And all of that will be linked into the show notes at synergymindsetcoaching.com/Rachel Barber. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our talk.
Thanks for listening. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you will receive all the future interviews. If you have a story that you would like to share, we have Second Chance on the second of each month and Mindset Monday. Please send me an email to Gina@synergymindsetcoaching.com.